Kwazi muri eZimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome studios VOA muri eZimbabwe to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 10th of March 2020. Mthwakazi muhle Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of gender equality. Now, for those that do not know, Sunday the 8th of March officially marked International Women's Day. Now, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in celebrating this very important day. Now, this day that was set aside towards commemorating women empowerment and gender equality was themed "I Am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights." Now, this targets making sure that people of all genders, races, ages, nationalities, cultural backgrounds, and of course, most importantly, religions and ages come together to drive towards creating a gender equal world. Now, in the spirit of commemorating International Women's Day, there recently was an event here in Washington, D.C., whereby amongst them was Dr. Rita Nyamupinga, who won an award, a very, very prestigious award titled the Women of Courage Awards. As I mentioned early on, Dr. Rita Nyampinda, who is a female rights defender in Zimbabwe, was one of the women that got the opportunity towards receiving this award this year. Amongst the other people who have won this award over the years is Beatrice Mtetwa, and of course, Justina Mukoko, human rights defender. All trailblazing women. Now, the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump, got to address some of these women. And of course, after yesterday, she released a tweet and a statement on her Twitter page, whereby she was talking to some of these women and issuing words of encouragement towards women worldwide. Let's take a look at a video of what First Lady Melania Trump had to say.
In my fourth year attending this ceremony, I continue to be inspired by the personal stories that accompany each of these extraordinary women. Throughout history, women have made lasting impacts on society, and these women represent the strength of the female spirit. Each of them have demonstrated acts of courage and leadership, often at risk to their own personal safety. Through their work, they empower women everywhere, and I'm grateful for their work and dedication to positive change. Under this administration, we have seen the unemployment rate for women reach the lowest level in almost 70 years. And last year, women filled over 70% of all the new jobs added. This is a big step forward for women and their vital contributions to the workplace.
Alright, that was the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump. Shout out to them for that video. Now, as you heard there, she's highlighting the strides that women have made worldwide when we're talking about gender equality. Now, on the same issue, we decided, you know what, let's reach out to here. Over the weekend, my colleague, Blessing Zulu, reached out to Honorable Sthembiso Nyoni, the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises. Honorable Nyoni uttered some utterances whereby she said, the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa is working in the right direction when we're talking about the issues of gender equality. Let's listen to a bite of what Honorable Nyoni had to say.
It has been proven without doubt that any society that marginalizes its women, it marginalizes a very important resource and the majority of its population. In Zimbabwe, for instance, women are, I think, between 52 and 54% of the population. And most of those are young women who are very productive. And the women in Zimbabwe are very creative. A lot of them, they leave school and start their own small businesses, and they are doing very well on that.
Let's look at the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Where would you say the government has done well to empower women?
I think it has done very well. Look at the ministers of state. We have 50-50 men and women. There are 10 provinces, and it's 5 men, 5 women. And if you have to go to our public service commission, 54% of civil servants are women. The public service is making sure that there is gender equality in employment. And if you look at the University of Zimbabwe, the University of Zimbabwe, it's more women, female students than male students. With the affirmative action that we have started, women are going more to universities and venturing into sectors that were mainly earmarked for men, like engineering, being pilot, and all sorts of male-dominated sectors.
All right, that was our Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. She is the Minister of Women and Small to Medium Enterprises in Zimbabwe. Le amuswa umphathintambo obona ngezabesifazana uHonorable Thembiso Nyoni uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena ubona ngani uhulumeni kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is taking the right strides nxa sisikhuluma indaba zokuthuthukisa abantu besifazana kwele Zimbabwe. Ndiyo zwamavakunzwa mavakunzwa kuna Honorable Thembiso Nyoni. Ndiwo vanoveka minister vanoona nezvenyaya dzemadzimai munyika. Honorable Nyoni vanoti aiwa hurumende yava Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa hanzi it's working in the right direction, patinotaura nezvenyaya dzekusimudzirwa kiwe vanhukadzi nevanasikana munyika. Saka ndikuda kunzwa maondero enyu, sifisi kuzwa ukuti leubona njani udaba lukhona muri yeZimbabwe ngenani kuhlelo. Tell us what you think ukuti are women empowered in Zimbabwe? How far off is Zimbabwe when we're talking about indaba as a gender equality? So, if you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live on air on +12026192077. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we are broadcasting live on radio on 4930-13860-Triple pa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. Sikuluma. We're also broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka pinda mchirongwa mundu dze maondre enyu, mbaga tira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, lilami umaikove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Once again, Maka Terra Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki Uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. At BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram is the username if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, we're broadcasting live on our two web pages. I know usually we broadcast live on three Facebook pages, those being VOA NW, VOA Sean, and VOA Studio 7. Unfortunately, today we're only live off our two pages, those being VOA Studio 7, Tiripo Zwakarepa, VOA Shona. Saka msakanga nukushia chirongwa kuitraktuwa nene uandu edu. But before we head over to my panelists, who are going to be joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe, who are on the ground all trailblazing women, let us head over to something that happened in Luveve that shows that women have the potential to shape a nation's future. Young female students in Luveve High School recently launched a mobile application which has the potential to shape the way that Zimbabwe does its agriculture, the way that Zimbabwe conducts its agricultural industry. Let us take a look at a video that was done by Community Podium TV, whereby they got to interview these young women. And of course, before we head over to it, shout out to Community Podium TV for letting us use this video. Let's take a look.
So we have Farmers Feature, an app that is created by Young Flying Stars. So this app is helping, it's meant to help farmers to grow and to maintain and take good care of their crops and livestock. So this is our welcome page with the welcome note. If you click on login, you then go to the next page, which you save to select an option between crops, livestock, pets, and gardens. So if you click on crops, we go to the next page. We have the different crops, maize, wheat, tobacco. We have poultry. It will give you details on how to keep poultry and how to keep animals like cattle, goats, you know. We've got the challenge of internet. The internet sometimes is slow. The Wi-Fi, the computer that will be occupied and don't have computers to work on, so we just go back to desk and sometimes we go back home and we don't do our work, sometimes we do once a week just because we don't have enough computers to work on. And we also have a problem of power supply. We don't have much power supply and only get power supply like once a week and we don't have much time to work on our project. So use our app, Farmer's Future, created by Young
Blindsters. Well, you heard it there. Farmer's Future. Shout out to the young girls from Luveve. They're showing ukuthi ngempela ngempela abantu besifazana have the potential to shape the future of a nation. Shout out to, once again, to our Community Podium TV for letting us use this footage. If you guys should check out their Twitter page at Community Podium. Now, let's head over to my guests that are joining me. The first person that's joining me live via telephone, yena ukhona ngale eZimbabwe, she's on the ground, is Muzware Abiona Mataranyika. Now, this is really exciting for me because I recently learned that Abiona Mataranyika is the first SRC president for the University of Zimbabwe. So that's really exciting, and I'm really excited to have her on the show. Let's head over to Abiona Tinzwokti. Aiwa, maundrake agadi. Abiona, welcome to the program, sis. How you doing?
Thank you, Mike. Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Happy, I don't know if we can still say this, but happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much. It's a happy month for us, although we are a bit sad because of the challenges that we face, you know, but it's our month, mm-hmm. So we are happy.
That's correct. Yeah. Now, Abiona, let's dive straight into it. Today we're focusing on the challenges that you guys face as women. Not just the challenges, but we're also talking about the issue of gender equality. As I'm sure you know, the theme of this year's commemorations actually focused on the issue on gender equality towards making sure that everybody works together to ensure that there's, I guess, equal treatment amongst both men and women. My first question to you is this something that you think is happening in Zimbabwe?
Yes, this. I have a number of instances where I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell us more.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
I said go ahead and tell us more about these instances. Early on, we were speaking to the Minister of Women, Honorable Sim Sonyoni, and she was highlighting how, for example, within your university itself, she was saying that majority of the students that have now been enrolled within the University of Zimbabwe, a majority of them are mm-hmm. women. How does this play out when we're talking about gender equality?
All right. Number one, there are instances like climbing the career ladder, and career environment is much trickier for young female professionals who need to work harder than their male peers in order to earn recognition or praise. So if you look at the big dogs of the most popular corporations, and you notice a recurring pattern that the majority are men. Anyway, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe that someone actually said that this is going to be the weakest SRC with a woman leading. And we also have issues with sexual harassment, the tricky topic of workplace or school. Sexual harassment has become even more evident in recent years, with women plucking up the courage to share their horrific stories. It's sad that women are still faced with this kind of challenges in the workplace and in learning institutions. And he also has issues of pregnancy discrimination. Being a working mother, a woman can become extremely difficult when it comes to having a baby. Many women are afraid of starting a family knowing that their career will most likely be affected. And the time of the month, a woman's time of the month is more a joking matter. It's something that's completely out of a woman's control. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how the body will react. One mind might be a breeze, whereas the other might feel like 100 patterns have invaded the body and are on full attempt to break free. Now, counterparts find this topic very difficult to understand, and think women use as an excuse to take personal day if they are unable to finding themselves out of bed and make it into bed. You get what I'm saying?
Now, Abiona, you touched on something very important and very sensitive. The issue itself, yekuti muzvikoro umo, tirikunzwa vanasikana vari kuchema vachiti aiwa, pane dzimwewo nguva panenge pane murairidzi anomuudzawo mwana wake kuti aiwa, kana uchida kuti tikupasise muchikoro uyawo tingoita zvepabonde. How serious is this issue and how long has this thing been going on?
It has been going on for time. Then what we are working towards is a moment where women can come out and claim their space and be able to talk about it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the essence is where someone just talks about it in passing. You get what I'm saying? But they are not ready to like rise up and claim their space and talk about it or take it to a more much higher hierarchy where the issue can be addressed and be dealt with. You get what I'm saying? So we are working towards that by introducing certain programs, inviting prominent people who can talk to the young girls about it so that they come out of their shell and talk about these issues.
All right. So, again, Nikubate Pamromo, Abiona, let me take my second guest, and then I'll give you a chance to come back. Hold on for 1 second on the line. Now, singakahambi kuthando kwenji okhonekcingweni asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kuFacebook. KuFacebook kusilo Boas Jayaguru uthi, watching you from Gaborone, Botswana, dumelang ntate Boas, nakeshap wena ukayi ntate. Thabo ari kuthi, from Serowe Admin Authority, aiwa tinomgamchira imchirongwa mkoma Thabo. Now, umkhokheli uthi linjani bantu bakithi from Parktown, Johannesburg, kunjani eGoli Bhuti. Boas Jayaguru vanyela zvekare hanzi aiwa. Tirimo muchirongwa utrite Dube uti, how are you sir? Mina ngiyaphila Dube, wena unjani Mthembo? Ngena kuhlelo phela sizombono wakho ngodaba silalo namuhla pa page redu re Facebook pa VOA Shona hanzi na beloved Michaela wadimsa msoro wenyaya china sindichangopinda aiwa nasi muchirongwa tukubata nyaya yezvekuremekedzwa kwekodzero kwemadzimai kana vanasikana munyika ndoda kunzwa kuti zviri kuitika here uyezve tukubata nyaya gender equality munyika ndoda kunzwa kuti nemaonderenyu pane mikana yakafanana here patinokurukura nezve mikana iri kupiwa vana vanhurume nevanakadzi. Kledge ari kuti good evening live on your program from Josie Brackage, Skipani, how is Johannesburg? Clayston, Anzi, watching you from Peter Maritzburg. How's Peter Maritzburg? Mkoma, Anzi, na Freedom. Mkoma, Mike, hove murisei. Ndagatira chirongwa, ndri uko ku Kapa, ku Cape Town. Aiwa, tinotenda, nakupinda mchirongwa. Let's head over to my second guest, Ongenayo Guhlelo, live, ekwengweni, Nguthando Gwinji. Sis Thando, unjani?
Nyaphila
sisi. Welcome to the program. Now, as we, let's just dive straight into it, Thando. Si namhla sixoxa ngodaba lokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana elizweni. We're focusing on the issue of gender equality. Sike sayenza ingxoxo lo Minister of Women, Honorable Sthembiso Nyoni. And Honorable yena uthi hayi ngempela ngempela uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing everything they can to ensure that women are uplifted. She highlighted several different things. The first one being ukuthi yena uthi amongst the government workers, majority of those are actually women. She further talked about the ukuthi ungakhangela, for example, in universities such as the University of Zimbabwe, majority of the students that are getting the opportunities to go in are actually women. As a woman in the country, do you agree with these sentiments? Do you feel as though that the environment being created is conducive and is actually empowering for women?
All right. I think the environment as it is, it's not as conducive as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the efforts are there. We see them through the Ministry of Women and other actors that are playing in Bulawayo in trying in Zimbabwe mm-hmm. in trying to promote gender equality. But then I'm more concerned at this time about the quality rather than the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it very closely, even with politics, there are very few women who are genuinely there in politics besides proportional representation.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at important fields of work like mining, like technology and manufacturing industries, there are very few women that you find in those spaces. And as long as women are not where the money is, it means the participation in public life is going to be limited to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
It means the participator in a public life, but was a participator as second-class citizens. So Kayela, even as it is, I've mentioned the politics, I've mentioned I'm a male-dominated field of work, but in Kayela, I'm a university, yes, women are the majority because the population here to say is women are the majority. But what comes out of the participation, when it comes to our leadership positions, when it comes to taking our positions of power, everything in Zimbabwe is still a bit more male-dominated. So as we are moving towards gender equality and in achievement in SDG 5, I think it's time we think beyond just our numbers and we try to look at the quality of participation and engagement in those public spaces.
Mm-hmm. Let me head over to my first caller that's joining me, and then I'll go back to Abiona and come back to you.
Hayi sikhona mpeli njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Nantu kudaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazane elizweni. Ubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na?
Ya, lolu daba lunzima kakhulu. Akula nto ehamba ngesiyetshani lapha eZimbabwe. Nayi sizwa kuthiwa kuyakhanja kusiya phambili. Akula nto ehambayo ngoba ngiwakhangela sike saba kuphresidentiyamu. Sikesaba lo vice president wesifazana kusukela khonapho kwase kwawa so ungathi yena into iya phambili ikubuyela phansi lokhu esikuyenzayo sakula nto ehambayo iya phambili lapha ngabe kade sile omunye okhona ngabe hayi uyaqhubeka kuze afike layo abe ngupresident ngoba laba bantu laba sokumele ukuthi labafazi labo babambane kakhulu lapha kakuwakuhlonisa ilungelo labo kanti liphathwa kahle for example ngingabona leliberia laphana iyaba lomama lo-Erin Jensen yavuka yayivele ibulewe yabulawa ngamadoda amadoda ayabulala izinto eziningi labo kakhulu corruption nokubulala lezinti siyabulala vele yasukothile siyalungisa aeliyaleliberia omama lwamitheli ngefile iza kungwa futhi liyele kurokoza kunokuthi izinto khona laba abantu kithuba lapha bavuse leli lizwe bangalivuse umama bona hayi umama bayakhaphisa izinto kahlesile ungakhangela ogata majeri ngathi benhlanganisa abazimelayo ungakhangela onkosazana Dlamini Zuma u-AU ngale bathiye belungise izinto zaba kahle kodwa kungangena thina besilisa hhayi bo kuzobuya labo besifazi kube abanye abane-jelas njengomunye ngibabonayo lapha bathi bona hhayi seziya forward sapotani nini isapotani izinto zenu ziye phambili ngibona ngathi ngathi hlangula phakathi kodubo lesinalo lapho
Golide, sikhangela indaba yokuthi abantu abesifazana vele nxa sesikhangela ipopulation yeZimbabwe kulabantu abasifazana abaningi ukwedlula abesilisa. So njengoba they're in the majority, kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo? Why singela for example umongameli wesifazana?
Into ngisho ukuthi ilungelo lawo bakithi lawo bantu sabanalungelo abaliphiwayo lawo bantu babuye futhi babe ngabantu abayisabayo ngoba ilungelo labo kabanalo eliphiwayo. Ngabe kulo mongameli wesifazane ngabe kulo munye umongameli umuntu uvayisi laphana ingokungokwayenzakala kancane nje osizo bachithika ngabe sithi hhayi ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa njalo kabanasapoti labo bantu ukuthi bafundisane bona kodwa ukuthi babe besibinzi ukuthi bazi bami ilungelo labo kalihlonitshwa yonke bangasihlangula phakathi kwedubu lelesilalo kuyenzakalayo lokucorruption ilwane into eziningi ezenzakala elizweni bangasiyedalawo kathi kakhulu ngoba kanye iNigeria is a good example lapha into e-Africa lapha
Hayi siyakuzwa sibasa siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti.
Hayi kulungile baba.
All right. Let me head over to Muzare Abiona Mataranyika. Abiona, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right. The caller highlighted a lot of things here that seem to be very important. And I'm really excited that I have you on the program because you are actually one young person who is trailblazing, who is, of course, the first female president of this SRC in a prestigious university in Zimbabwe. Now, he talked about the fact here, Wutsi, the biggest issue is that they don't seem to be supporting each other, one. Two, he talks about Achidanzi. There's not enough opportunities for women in Zimbabwe. What is your take on that?
Number one, addressing the issue of Achidanzi, I was supporting. For me, I can't really be in a position to say that because during my position, I feel like I was able to address the issue and women have a different perspective about empowering each other now, from what I saw, because most of the people that were supporting me were women. But to a certain extent, he is right. That's the norm. Women usually do not support each other, and we need to work towards that so that we can make so much impact because, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, you get what I'm saying?
But Abiona, as women, you're in the majority. What exactly is leading to the circumstance whereby you're still somehow held down by the minority? How do we get to a situation whereby the majority themselves are held down by the minority?
But now it also comes back to our history and the roots of our cultures locally, you get what I'm saying? I've been told So other women have so much potential, but Agadakuta something you think it may be Zangu Bakarang and you get what I'm saying. So the religious leaders, because they play a very important role in the society. They are educated among my, because even in my church, So we need to educate those people in prominent positions in order to educate them as my because my country, they don't know the right thing they have, they don't know the potential they have, you get what I'm saying? So I educate them as my educate my empower. Those that have acquired positions like I have done. That's how the cycle goes and we get to empower each other. And I like the progress safety. You can tell how women are breaking chains and making a difference by empowering themselves and attaining to be in certain positions that were normally attained by no counterparts.
All right, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me head over to Tando. Let's hear what she has to say about this. Tando, usakhona ecingweni? Tando, ukhona ecingweni? Ngibona ngani uTando's not on the line. All right, so abantu ngempela bayabhala ku Facebook ukuthi ongeza ukuthi nginomlaleli. I have a caller ongenayo kuhlelo. Tando. Oh, right. I thought you would say I had lost your thing. Now, Bengitsi uzwile ukushiyo okusandukushiwo ngu Abiona Mataranyika. It seems as though that our culture is something that's, playing a role. Nga sesikhuluma ngokuncindezelwa kwabantu abesifazana elizweni. Now, considering the fact ukuthi abantu bakhanya ngani bayahlonipha amasiko, how do you then turn around something like this?
But I feel like okumele kwenzakale ukuthi abantu babuyele ekudefineni ukuthi amasiko avele eyikuyini. Ngoba we have a very diverse history and there are a lot of events that happened in our history and a lot of things happened towards ama particular directions. Ukuthi kwakungabantu ababesenza iculture yona leyo beyenzela ukwenza ababekuhlosile ngaleso sikhathi. Ukuthi ukuthi ongawukuthi nxa umvilikazi wayesithi obama abahlala endlini obaba besiya phandle besiya vilela kumbe besiya konka amanye amafaith wayesenzela ukukhulisani isizwe sakhe senzela ukuthi abafazi babe ne space ona lesiyalo sokuthesa ama reproductive roles abo. Not necessarily saying ukuthi abafazi kwangabethanga babe productive back then. Futhi lanxa sithatha ama culture asemuva ngani, yabe kumele ukuthi siwafake ku context yethu sizwisise ukuthi i context yethu esifuna ukwakha kahle kahle yini and kwathiwa ngobani. Because I don't think ukuthi i culture yo esimindezela kakhulu, and I don't think ukuthi abafazi labo banindezelana kakhulu, but ngokungama mindset nje ama perceptions asiyafaka emakhandethu ukuthi every time xa sikhuluma ngegender equality sokumele sigcone iculture yethu, noba singayishisisisayo ukuthi iculture yethu ivelela ngaphi nokuthi iyangathi. And sicina sigcone iculture, sicina sigconana abafazi. Ngiyakutshela eZimbabwe sebekelwe ukuthi you are each other's enemies kakhulu, sebezobeka ukubelieve ukuthi bayancindezelana. Kukanti ungakukhangela isifa kuhle kuhle nxa sebesithi sister sister laphana kuma-meeting abomama ngabantu abavele bekwazi ukuthi kumele bakhule njengabomama towards i-gender equality. So ngenxa yokuthi kulokungama-perceptions okuningi-ningi esasakutshelwayo, satshelwa nokuthi abafazi abana-capacity. Kodwa nxa sokubuya kubobaba kubuzwe i-capacity yabo ukuthi bona bane-capacity yini yokwenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. But yinto esasazitshela kakhulu sasigcina sizibhiliva. I-culture yona leyo i-culture ivele iyenziwe ngabantu, njalo i-culture ekwanisa ukuthi itshintshwe ngabantu. And ukutshintshwa ngabantu ayisikho ukuthi uyabe ungasalandeli amasiko akho, uyabe ungasahloniphi, uyabe uhlonipha, but ukwazi ukuthi okwenzayo ngalesi sikhathi ukwenzela lokhu.
Now, Thando, I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in right now. Someone highlighted something very important. He was talking about Nxase City, Honorable Thembiso Nyoni, saying that government is working towards empowering women. And he says, if you look at recent cases, for example, the divorce case that was happening between the Vice President, General Chiwenga Kanye, with his wife, he feels as though that's just one example of how women are mistreated, especially by government officials. What do you have to say about something like that?
I totally agree with the Lomlaleli ukuthi, because according to the law, according to umthetho obhaliweyo, uyacho clear ukuthi when parents separate abantwana bahamba nomama. But in several cases bona umthetho useqiwa deliberately to suit obaba. So umlaleli uqinisile kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe, yes, lokho sikhuluma sibili nge-gender equality, but sikhuluma one step forward and ten steps backward when it comes to ukwenza. And maningi ama-instances, especially from ama-leaders ethu, where they are abusing their wives, abanye baba-chaya physically, and everything that is happening. But as much as sikhuluma nge-gender-based violence and there's an umthetho ye-Domestic Violence Act or emihle kakhulu, ukulandela besingakalandeli, just like with most of our laws in Zimbabwe, ukuthi we're very good at writing very beautiful and flowery policies that we do not follow as a people.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Yes, ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo. I see. Muri eZimbabwe manzi wakubva kuna Thando Gwinji angachinyatsotsanangura ndamvunza nezvanyorwa nemutereri papeji redu reVOA Shona apo angachiti aiwa hongu tanzwa zvataurwa naHonorable Thembiso Nyoni tichiti avachiti hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo kusimudzira vanhukadzi munyika, asi ivo vati havabvumirane nazvo nemhaka yei vanyatsonyorawo mahondoro avo vakati aiwa mukatarisa zvabva kuitika not so long ago apo pakaitika pakabuda divorce case ya deputy president ya vice president General Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo kana kuti vaimbove mudzimai vavo amai Mary Chiwenga zvinhu zvasina kumira mushe, saka iye abva anyora muteereri zvechokwadi achiti aiwa nemaondo ake. That's just one example zvinoratidza kuti aiwa kodzero dzevanhukadzi dziri kuendera mberi dzichingombunyikidzwa munyika. Thando abva ati aiwa hongu anobvumirana nemaondo emuteereri. But I hear ngilomulaleli ungenayo kuhle hello andirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwei kuti vanoti asizoni kuti yena utsini. Kola kola muteereri, ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa. Ngiyakwamukira kuhlelo. Ari parunhare ndiani? Yeah, chief, zviri kufamba. Hello, angisakuzi.
Alizakamira ke kumwana mai parse.
Ah mushe ari parunare ndiani.
Okay, ndiri wa Timothy Stole.
Ndiri
ndiri ku driver.
Aiwa makunzwika zvakanaka mukoma Stole endrai mberi tinzwa maondereni.
Oh, and you know then that is no go phone your own investment decision. Munoona mudiko ramunozonyanya munozonyanya kupa vanhu vekunze kwenyika vanaka Africa vanani. Asi kuti tinosangana nemachallenges ache tiri muno Zimbabwe. Saka munofanira kuti mudikifonera mudikubvunza kuti pamuri pakamera tezi, pakamera tezi, pakamera so.
Aiwa msachike.
Pana uye gender yoga. Hamuno Zimbabwe baba. Sawe kwato nguma mai. Ah, I'm going to go to the house. Hey, for example, and it one of the one vice president redu. And it is
Zvino mukoma Timothy, sezvo vari vanhurume vari kuendera mberi vachingombunyikidza kodzero dzevanhukadzi. Pane zvatingaita here sevanhurume kusimudzira vechikadza? Aiwa tinotenda pane vamwe vateri vakuda kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa, asi sezvo maisa chichemo chenyu musatye, tichapota chikufonerai tichikupinzai sezvo muri mimuri paground. Handiti mungoma
Ndoro akaita kuti gova pa nyika pano. Vana mai redu. Asi vakashowa makumbu.
Hai wathi tinotenda mkoma Timothy, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. So Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Timothy, is one of our callers on the ground. Timothy highlighted something similar to what one of the callers was writing, and kuna ma angry face ari kunaya from mkoma Timothy. Aiwa, asi tinotenda zvikuru musakangana kushaya chirongwa. As I was saying, Timothy is one of our callers. He's there in Zimbabwe. First thing he said is, Aiwa, Studio 7, please, please make sure that you're always calling people on the ground to make sure that, Aiwa, you hear from first-hand experience what's happening on the ground. I also asked Timothy, okay, so what exactly is your take on the issue? And Timothy highlighted several different points. The one thing he highlighted is something very similar to what the Facebook writer wrote on our Facebook page, VOA Studio 7, where he was highlighting an incident that recently happened that included the Vice President, General Chiwenga, and his wife. And he said he feels as though that's just one of many examples that highlights how women are treated in Zimbabwe. He highlighted how the former Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, was treated, and he feels as though that's another example of ill treatment of women in Zimbabwe. So I'm looking to hear from you, Mure Zimbabwe. Nyora in my comments, Mutuzo. Tell us, Uti, Lubon and Janu Tabalisilalo Namtlaguslelo. Abantu abesifazana bayathuthukiswa na eZimbabwe. Now kupage redu reVOA shona vanhu vari kunyatsonyora zvechokwadi. Mike Chauke ari kunyora hanzi hashtag topic across South Africa, Pretoria West, in Soshanguve, Gauteng province. Vanyora hanzi hashtag topic mukoma murikutamba nenguva. Nyika dzava kuda kuguma mazuva ano 2020 pava ne 100% kana kuti 50-50. Hanzi uyakafa, hanzi kare honai, kana mdara wabauya, vakada kwa pasina chatenga tujika doro. Neva nawe kuti ndipa. He, saka mkoma wabarungo nyora, hanzi ai wanyaye 50-50 iri kuitika muZimbabwe. Let's head over to my guests, since wakuti iwo wabaru kuzutambira sei, zhurukubuda mchirongwa. First person I'll head over to is Abiona. Abiona, you still on the line?
Yes, Mike.
Now, a lot of things seem to have come out. Callers seem to highlight one thing. Whilst we're on the same topic of gender equality and women being treated highly, a lot of callers seem to feel as though one thing that seems to be highlighted is that they feel as though women are not treated right. They gave an example, like I keep highlighting, of what recently happened with Mary Chiwenga and the Vice President. Mm-hmm. They gave another example of what happened with the former Vice President, Joyce Mujuru. And they feel as though it's a very loud statement that right now, as is, we have two Vice Presidents that are both male and none of them are women. They feel as though there's not enough representation of women in government. Is this something that's reflecting amongst women, especially the young women in Zimbabwe?
Sorry?
I'm saying, is this some? Are these sentiments the same amongst the young women in Zimbabwe?
Yes, because there are a lot of women out there having been interacting with different women.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually realized that there are a lot of women out there that are ready to take up this position. It's just that they're not being given a chance. It's just the big fish that are giving each other positions, maybe because of their promises they would have made to each other, or we don't know the reason it might be, but I feel like the people that are in those big positions are the ones that are supposed to advocate for women attaining for this position and acquiring this position. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's look at what's happening. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was saying the appointment of vice president is done by the president, and if he was also advocating for gender equality or whatever, he would have appointed Murume Nemukadzi, but then that was never the case. So you can already tell, you say, Nika, where do we stand when it comes to women also entering into politics?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's zone in, because another challenge that the callers seem to highlight is what's happening in universities, schools, and within communities, whereby they feel as though the current situation, how things are in the nation, are making it very difficult for women to get by, because they feel as though women are the ones who have to face the brunt of what's going on. They have to face the main challenges. Panouya murume kumba mwana anakujika anza noshushwa dimai. Panenya dzakasiyana siyana anzi kazhinji munoona mind vanenge vachichema. How is this something that's, how is the situation in Zimbabwe right now where we look at the economy, education and so forth affecting young women?
Education is very hard. There's a number that's when you also go back to
kuti na root zvinongo chauno muZimbabwe kuti takura kids vari kuma, so having grown in that environment, women vanodzipinda nevarume, right, handika, and this only vakadzi vashoma vari kusumuka kuti vatorewo mapositions in the process of educating women and Rwanda hakati vakuziva kodzero dzavo and how they can acquire these positions and also aspire to be in these positions. And economy yakaoma, and varume ndivo vari muzvinzvimbo zvikuru as we speak in Zimbabwe. Tiri kushanda zvedupi vakadzi vasvikivavo, but varume ndivane nzvimbo dzikuru. It's like here at the university. Varume hard, right? And like besides the food or whatever, right? They go more to accommodations and other things, right? And varume, they are the ones that come here and luring women, using those things that they know women do not have. Like, people ladies will just resort to other vices in order to what, to just get what they want. You get it? So varume, because the ones that are in this great positions, they use that for their advantage and disadvantage women at the end of the day. So vakadzi vakatsvachana and they support each other as the majority, and so I don't think we would have instances whereby men are taking advantage of our women.
Now let me head over to, hold on the line, let me head over to Tando. Tando, usakhona ecingweni? Tando? Right. You hear a lot of the things that seem to be coming out. How is the situation elizweni affecting abantu abasakhulayo abesifazana ikakhulukazi kobulawayo?
Okay. Number one, there are no opportunities at all for the growth of young women abakobulawayo in either sector ekhona, because if you look at the politics yona ngokwayo with the quota system ekhona, it deliberately leaves out young women ukuthi ba participate meaningfully in politics, because you don't have the number of years that they require for you in that political party to be recommended ukuthi represent your party through the quota system. And as it is, Katesi, they are looking forward to renewing the quota system, the amendment le enja a constitution. And the same amendment, a corner a constitution, is also looking forward to giving young people only 10 seats in parliament, which is not enough, really, especially if Asisiya Kanyela, ama young women, you see which those 10 youth seats will be occupied by male youth. So leaving nothing in it for our young women. And when it comes to the economy, young women are not there when it comes to technology, when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution, because Aloke Vasalele Mova, they were left behind in that sector. And yet everything else that is going on is pushing them towards that direction. Uguti, among new innovations, entrepreneurship, if you're looking at the economy and looking at everything else that is driving this informal economy as Pilaguyo, you need to be tech-savvy. You need to have those kinds of skills. And if you don't have those kinds of skills, you need to have land. And young women, as it is right now, access to land avala completely. Yeah, it takes years, if you are not corrupt, for you to actually get a stand from the housing department. And even in our communal land, we are not going to be able to get a stand. We are not going to be able to. So our opportunities are going to be non-existent for young women. And I think for us to move forward, we really need to rethink how we are actually approaching our key development sectors and trying to actually amplify our voices, the participation of our young women, more than just to try to participate when we go to a workshop, a capacity building.
Now, Tando, Wathi ngikubuzeke, you highlighted the importance of amplifying these voices. How do you go about it?
Yeah.
Because if there's anything to go by, a lot of people seem to, the biggest cry that abantu have is they feel as though abantu abesifazana are not ngeke abaphakamisi izandla zabo besithi hayi lati sifuna ukuba khona bona abantu bangathi who wants to be partaking in it abantu abesifazana abakhulumi.
Yeah, I feel like khathesi abantu besifazane abaphakamisa izandla abakhona but bayadinwa ngobe lokho bephakamisa izandla zabo zingabonakali. And I feel like it's up to everyone, lama stakeholders are involved, ukuthi sinezelele ukuthi if us are oppressed, because, okay, if most of us are oppressed, because abafazi make up the majority of the population. If most of us are oppressed, then we are only an oppressed people. So it's up to everyone. Ukuthi xa umntwana oyinkazana ephakamisile isandla sangabonakali, wonke umuntu akwalise ukuba laye, akwalise ukukhuluma on her behalf, ukuthi umuntu lo ophakamisile isandla kodwa sibonakalanga lapha nalapha nalapha. Because khathesi even ungakhangela mzari lokhu engiletha ama-examples e-politics ubakhayela ku-2018 elections baningi abankazana who wanted to run for elections but none of them won any position of office koBulawayo but babezamile ukusukumela phezulu. But kumele ukuthi ngibase sukubele phezulu thina sirealize as a people ukuthi it's also our duty, it's also our role to try and make sure ukuthi esihamba sikukhuluma sithi siya-empower bama siyakwenza.
What's in your bum, Lomo? Abiona, are you on the line? Abiona?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about solutions here. This is something that's been happening over years. Year in, year out, we come and we commemorate International Women's Day. What are the possible solutions to ensure that the gap itself, when we talk about gender equality, keeps closing and we don't have situations whereby we have to be discussing how, for example, the vice president is treating his wife in public?
I think there are groups that are actually there to support women. And I feel like there should not be groups that are only there on paper and on social media without actually doing anything. I feel like it's high time also strengthen these groups and show our capacity as women. And I think by that, realizing our capacity and that we are the majority, as long as we work on that and we actually show our capacity and how much we can change a lot of things by just empowering each other and ensuring that these groups or people that are already in these high positions make sure that they are empowering other women. I think we can get to a point whereby women are now empowered and we can now stand up to people like the vice president without them looking at the fact that, yeah, he's the vice president and I think we can drop out. I feel like if we claim our space, rise up, those women empower each other, we can achieve a lot of things.
Now, whilst we're on the same issue of women empowerment itself, I also asked Thando the same thing. Thando highlights how it's very important to amplify women's voices. And one challenge that I highlighted to Thando is that over the years, one thing that seems to keep coming up is the fact that they feel as though women are not wanting to participate enough. They're not putting their hands up to say, hey, I'm here. Pick me, I want to be a part of this. How do we go about ensuring that women feel or are confident enough to want to be a part of these proceedings that lead to women being empowered all over the Zimbabwe, that lead to the gap itself, gender equality closing?
I think like I mentioned earlier on, I think those that already have the courage to claim those spaces and are in positions whereby the norm was in Jimbo Jivaru, you get what I'm saying? Let's use those women to empower other women, right? Let's do this as women, you get what I'm saying, right? My trainer, I don't have a problem with empowering other women to aspire to be in this position. They have seen me, I've done this. It's a journey, yes. But then if Abiona could do it, and they, Abiona could do it, why can't you, the other party, do the same thing? You get what I'm saying?
think the only way to solve this issue is by, because the Ramira could be Marume Matazo, who I was already, that if they were cutting Jimbo, that will not work, it will not work, you get what I'm saying. So, what you can do, let's, could you just want to bring us the might and other women, let's get run away from the idea that we say, Mandio Mkazi Mukazi, let's change that narrative. And set it in a certain manner, you could do that. But at a point whereby they're empowering each other, supporting each other. And I tend to describe that spirit, a lot of things are going to change.
All right, Abiona, song. So let me give you an opportunity. And I'm going to come to you as well. Before I head over to Tando.
I think there's impossible. Okay, the sky is the limit. Let's do this women and empower each other, and you see how far we can go. And as I mentioned earlier on, that's my favorite statement, that quote, teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Abiona Nokupinda Mchirongwa. I really, really appreciate it. And once again, congratulations on being the first female SRC. I look forward to seeing what else comes in line for you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, so let me head over to Utando. Tando, usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
5 minutes left in the program, Siswami. Bengicela ukuthi usitshele phela ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okumele kwenzakale ukuze abantu abesifazana bazibone besethuthukiswa elizweni. Njalo besizuphosela amazwi akho okugcina.
All right, mina, I think okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi sine Ministry of Women Affairs. Iminisi eqakathekileyo kakhulu for i-progress towards gender equality elizweni. But ithi iminisi eqakathekileyo, I feel like kusekumele bazame ukuthi bazimele and batshengise ukuthi babe for a reason. Ukuthi kungafani nokuthi last year bekuyiministry ye-gender equality kodwa ingalala budget yokuthi isebenzisa malini. So nginika ingqobi to a minister, nama officers are Catherine Zalao, Vazami Uti, Bati up their game, Nanan, when it comes to sourcing for financing for gender equality in Israel. And Katesi, everyone is running towards the decade of action 2020-2028. Kulaba indicators are very cool, Uti, in Israel, I'm trying to achieve gender equality, ama indicator, I'm going to allow and allow. So, you need that in the ministry, you need to have a good Beijing, Lavage, Ama gathering, our Akuluma gender equality. What is the Tata Ama strategies, Konaran? But Tata Ama strategies will be an applicable or implement that is one of the limits in our signatory, our Beijing, Lavage, Ama instruments, also finding that promote gender equality. And that is the government's government's closer to women on the ground. Because no matter how many updates, how many numbers, as long as our numbers it don't translate to lived situations and the reality on the ground, that is all I would like to see. So I'm like really encouraging with the that multi stakeholder approach. Even our church, even the other institutions around. That are directly in touch with women, whatever efforts that are being put forth towards gender equality, they're actually worthwhile. They actually create a meaningful and lasting change in Zimbabwe.
Ulawini amazwi okunikeza abontanga abasakhulayo.
Okay, so ontanga abasakhulayo, I think ngingabagqugquzela ukuthi bahlale belokhu besukumela phezulu. And ukufumela phezulu kungabe ukufumela phezulu sisenza the same old same old ebesiyenza ukuthi uhamba ka usukuziwe nokuthi lapho participate khona kuthiwa sisiyaba balance minutes kuphela ugadile ngisho lokuthi so ontaka abathi bathole ama opportunity ukuthi bakhulume. I think bagqugquzela ukuthi bakhulume with ama voices allowed. Because ukukhuluma komuntu oyinkazana eyedwa ukhulumela labanye abankazana around i-community yakhe automatically. So ngifuna ukuthi bazame uku-raise ama-voices abo and bakhulume very loudly and try to penetrate ama-spaces wona lawa abangeneyo. Ye bazathi awunamthetho, bazathi unamawala, kodwa kuyabe kuqakathekile ukuthi ube namawala ngaselaleso sikhathi ukwenzela abanye abalandela in ama-footsteps wabona nabo abathe bathola amathuba okukhulisa.
All right. Thank you so much, Tando. It's Katiswe says, Liweng Mangwe. I really appreciate you joining us on the program. Thank you so much, sis. All right, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Tando Gwinji. We also had Muzwari Abiona Mataranyika, who is the first female president of the SRC Students Representative Council, a University of Zimbabwe. Si sesifikile maphetseleni ohlelo namuhla Muria Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Ngatione kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pamapeji edu anzi napo Maposa evening watching you from Dangavura kumutare. Aiwa tinotenda une kupinda muchirongwa. Muria Zimbabwe ini nguva yangu ndiye yapera. Ngatisanganei pa Twitter nepa Instagram @BigMike3. Mukwanisa zvakare kutitumira ma message pa WhatsApp pa +12024650318. Anokoneka nemufaro ini Mike Hove. Bye bye.